Okay, we're live in 5, 4. And we're live. What up, Foppers? It is I, your commish, coming at you with the very first, well, one of the very first Fopcasts ever. We're doing a little bit different of a format. Fopcast is kind of a working title, if you will. On this, instead of just recapping what's gone on in our fantasy football league, because that has a short shelf life, Cam and I, Cam, say hello to the nice people.
Hey, how's it going out there, folks?
The nice no one. Yeah. Are going to be doing a sports podcast, but kind of under the guise of, like, weird shit. Like,
random sports.
Yeah, obscure sports. We were throwing around the title Obscure Sports Weekly, but it might be a little too on the nose. Shout out the producers and writers of Dodgeball.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. So
5 Ds.
We're gonna kick things off by doing pretty basic sports stories, if you will, like from around the leagues, the big sports news, because we would seem like complete freaking pigeons if we didn't cover that stuff. And then we're going to get into the more random, obscure fringe sports and random, obscure fringe sports stories for the week.
Well, yeah, and plus we got to be somewhat relatable in the world, you know, because people have to relate, and then we talk about shit that no one can figure out or relate to. So it makes it fun for everyone.
Yeah, you know, it was fun doing the not-so-legit Red Zone commentary, but as you may imagine, the good people at Facebook and the NFL did not appreciate us using their shit.
Yeah, it's kind of frowned upon.
So maybe someday we can do that. That was a lot of fun.
It was. It was good just like hanging out, watching football and streaming it for the whole world.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. Like, I feel like we could totally just do that and it would be entertaining. We got a spike of 11 people right before we got shut down. Not a big deal.
Oh, we were killing it, man.
Yeah, that's almost as many as there are on an actual sports team or football team, rather.
Man.
So that's exciting.
We had a lineup.
Yeah, we did. So with that, let's get down to the brass tacks here. And first off, I guess, you know, we'd be remiss. I don't know. We're not smart. Remiss? Is that the right word?
I don't know what the rest of the sentence is, so
right.
I can't help
you
out here.
Remiss if we did not mention that the Clemson Tigers,
I
didn't do much research on this, won the national championship.
They have like a tiger paw as a emblem,
like,
a logo.
Yeah, I think it's tiger.
Yeah, I have no clue because college sports are like way out of my league. I give not too many fucks about college sports, but, you know, it's good to follow that stuff and Roll Tide lost. I hear that's a big thing, and
yeah,
that's huge
is
in the college world.
But not to us, because we went to a college that had a football team. Shout out to Montana State Bobcats.
Rawr.
Yeah, but the only thing that's really important then is if you beat Montana University in the Brawl of the Wild, which is probably the coolest name for a bowl game.
Yeah, that just sounds animalistic. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that might actually have to be one of our stories, because everyone, like, thinks, you know, Ohio and Michigan have the oldest rivalry and stuff. But in fact, Montana University and Montana State, both back when they were just two barns with a couple of books in them, had football teams.
It's where they got Barn Burner from, actually.
Well, yeah, because the Grizz stomped us like 100 years in a row or something.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, well.
Wait, real quick, why Roll Tide? Why is their thing an elephant?
I have no idea. I think the elephant is like the actual mascot.
Okay,
and then
that totally makes sense. Elephants in Alabama. Like, those two go hand in hand.
Well, Alabama elephant is almost alliteration.
Yeah, true. And there's some large people in Alabama.
Ooh.
So, oh, sorry.
Cold-blooded.
Oh. Damn, Alabama, I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, don't worry. No one's listening yet. anyway, so yeah, Roll Tide is like their sub-mascot. It's like the Auburn Eagles have War Eagle.
Okay. And, well, the ocean, that doesn't touch Alabama either, really, does it?
No. You know what?
So, Tide. Well, where do they get a Tide in Alabama?
I'm not sure. Hold on a sec.
There's just a whole lot of confusion around all of Alabama for me.
My boy Jack, it might have still be watching, and if you know the difference, post, it will come back to it. But we're going to have to move on. Congratulations, Clemson, some
way
type
to
of
win.
Big cat.
Yeah, way to win football.
Way to win football in a weird system. All right, moving on. Obviously, NFL playoffs happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny how much
hot fire.
It's funny how much I stopped carried once fantasy football is done and real football takes over. But for the sake of being a somewhat legit sports-themed podcast,
or whatever you want to call it, Cody Parkey's just bogus miss. I mean, apparently the ball was tipped, but in real time, it didn't look tipped. You know, that was just like heartbreaking because I, you know, I'm a root for the underdogs type guy, and I did really want the Bears to win.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing the Eagles, right? So I was definitely hoping the Bears would win. Just, I don't know, like...
Yeah, just to like rub it in a little bit, you know, the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, well, that's an... I don't know, though, like, it's kind of weird. Because, like, as much as I should hate Philadelphia, I think it's awesome that when they put in Nick Foles, they actually win. And then, like, they're just, like, forced to be, like, a dooey.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
right?
This guy did the
doofy
playoffs.
Dude.
And, I mean, this is no shade at Carson Wentz, but I'm just, like, come on, Nick Wentz, or Nick Foles, man. Like, he won the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah. And he's your backup quarterback.
Oh, Jason A. Parker says, yes, Alabama has a coast.
Is it very minimal, Jason A. Parker?
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Hold on a sec. I got to fix the audio here real quick.
All right. Real football that most of America watches, not college football, because that's lame. If you're into that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I know more people probably watch college football, but whatever, they have a weird allegiance to a place that taught them things and had sports. Yeah, but I don't know who you have. I got my money rolling on that weird Philly luck, and I really think BDN is going to kill it.
Yeah.
You got a matchup?
I mean,
I got Eagles Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Eagles Chargers all the way, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Call me crazy.
No, I don't think that's crazy at all. I think, okay, you want to talk about underdogs, though. You said you want to root for the underdogs. It's obviously Indy. No one talked about Indy this year. Like, when they made the playoffs, I was like, oh, they're 10-6. And granted, their division isn't all that, or they weren't all that this year, I should say.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know, man. Fucking A, like, out of nowhere. Like, I shat all over Indy forever. You know what I mean? Like, we give Jiraiya so much shit because... Because
he was an Indy fan,
yeah,
but then
he's
a
Hawks fan or
yeah.
whatever. But, like, they were, like, sneaky good this year. And, I mean, taking down the Houston last year, that's no joke. Like, Houston was huge. And
yeah, they, man. Deshaun Watson.
But that being said, what I want... the final to be is Chiefs. I'm going to say Rams.
Well, yeah, that'd be just after their game this season. That would be frickin' rad
right.
to have like a 400 point Super Bowl. That's just all offensive craziness.
Well,
I
dude,
mean,
have you watched the Super Bowl the last couple of years? There's been no defense. Like that's
true.
Part of it. Like that's the one thing that's really bugging. One of the things that's really bugging me about the NFL these days is just like no defense. But anyway,
well, that's college football for you.
That's true. That's different though.
It's yeah.
always been like that. And then
true.
Defense was like a professional thing, and you could have a defensive game that's really exciting. And you see that now every now and again, but it's not nearly as crazy as it should be.
All right.
But anyway, that's the Super Bowl I want. Likely.
What's the Super Bowl we need?
Rematch from last year where New England loses again. That would be amazing.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I'm totally always game to see New England lose.
Yeah.
Like anytime that can happen, just sign me up. I will watch that game.
Yeah.
And
next
just
week we should
go to bed
report
smiling
on if that has ever happened before. I'm pretty sure it has, like way back in the day when there was like five teams or something.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so what I actually think is going to happen is I'll do this round first. I'm going to say New Orleans Rams for the NFC Championship.
Okay.
And I think the Chargers are going to pull through, and I think KC will pull through as well. So Super Bowl, realistically, Saints-Chiefs.
Saints-Chiefs, all right.
Yeah, okay, moving on to other stuff. So the All-Star game for the NHL is coming up at the end of the month. It's pretty exciting. They do three-on-three hockey with four teams, one from each division. But the caveat for this year is that their jerseys are literally trash.
Hot, sweaty garbage. Ocean garbage. Salty garbage.
So, yeah, I would say probably hot at one point in the process.
Yeah, yeah, melty garbage.
They were cold in the ocean. And then they got hot, and they made these jerseys out of
ocean recycled plastics,
which is pretty sweet. That in itself is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it's environmentally friendly. It's cool, and I'm sure they smell amazing.
And since the Sharks are basically the Bay Area hockey team, and you know, there's all these Save the Bay. Actually, I'm pretty sure every bay in California has a Save the Bay thing.
Yeah, but that's true. They like whales and like dolphins out there for some reason. Sense.
They have a nautical theme, so they did this cool thing. But here's what bugs the crap out of me, dude.
Okay.
Is like, check it out.
I'm checking.
This is what NHL All-Star jerseys have looked at like in the past, right?
Okay.
The reason why they're orange and black is that used to be like the NHL's
colors. Yeah, yeah.
And now it's just like silver and black. And then you see some variations throughout the years, and it's usually depending on what the host team does. And then, let's see, I believe it was 2006, they changed it to a three-on-three tournament with four teams.
Which is still pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
But then the next year when I went there, oh, and as you can see, like, each guy would have two different jerseys. So it's okay.
Like a home and away jersey.
Exactly. That's fine. But
that's fine.
The All-Star game that I went to, they introduced this concept, which was one jersey for each division, which I thought was fire.
That's cool.
And this is even cooler because this is both of the Kings sets of colors. Because they used to, for a minute, they did like yellow purple. Like,
yep.
Like the Lakers, and then obviously the gray or the silver, white, and black was harping on the Raiders when the Raiders were there.
Yeah, for their brief stint in LA.
So, I like this idea, right? And then Tampa did it too the next year, but it was like weird sort of Tampa colors and then back to the old orange and white. But now this year, we have
it's like a 1920s film.
Right, and it's
but hockey. Which is even going to be more confusing because hockey's on a white background, which is ice. I don't know if people know that.
That's a very good point as well.
Man. So it's just going to be like watching a black and white hockey game with are they doing...
Well, it's going to be old-time hockey before the world had color.
Yeah, exactly. We're going back in time.
Invented in like 1960 or whatever.
Did the NFL invent a time machine via a camera?
You mean the NHL?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I think they did. And my biggest problem with this is I really wanted those four jerseys.
But now you're heartbroken.
Yeah, because it's just kind of cool and like...
Because you got a garbage, trash, black and white jersey.
I dig that. However, this is... Okay, I'll give them this. These jerseys are fire as hell because you can wear them to your own team's game. Right? Like,
touche.
This is the first time.
It's kind of like an ode to the way the NFL does it, right? For
they do the helmets, right?
Yeah.
So you wear the helmets?
But I think they get the logo, their team logo, on the jersey somewhere as well.
Okay.
For the All-Star game.
Well, that's what they used to do, is like the logo would be on the pants, the logo would be on the shoulders. But this is the first time they've ever put the team crest instead of just the NHL crest on the thing, and then it's just like, oh, the colors.
Individualized.
But, yeah, and I mean, Adidas took over the contract a few years ago.
Crafty Germans.
They're German?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, God, we're such idiots. Or I am. But anyway, they took over the contract, and one of the things they did was eliminate the third jersey. So I think we're seeing more of that here. But at the same time, you got two for each team, as you can see here with Vegas, right?
Ooh.
Or Vegas, Boston's got two in a row.
So now they're the black and white Knights.
Well, for this one very day. So I think it's kind of like a money grab. So instead of, you know, a diehard jersey collector like myself.
It's true.
Like, oh shit, I got Ovechkin's jersey, although asterisk, put a pin in that. There's a extended story of that. But anyway.
So you've already ordered your Ovechkin All-Star jersey?
Well, it's a good thing I didn't because he's not going.
Oh, okay.
Well, he got chosen as a captain, but like he doesn't want to go because he just doesn't want to fly to
San Francisco?
San Jose just to play a silly All-Star game. He does this all the time. He might do it again because, like, if you...
Well, he gets the night off to, like, drink and stuff, right?
Well, he
like,
just wants to relax because there's an All-Star break, and he doesn't want to fly to California, have to play hockey for 2 days, and then not... He wants to recoup for the second half of the season. That's what he says.
I feel you.
And he's done this before, and then he showed up.
Sneaky
but he
bastard.
He will get suspended. But anyway, long story short is... I think as like a fashion choice, these jerseys are dope, but I was really hoping for, I don't know, like do the black and white.
Yeah.
Keep the team crest.
Yeah. But then do the NHL
crest
as well.
But
no.
do a teal one and a silver one. So you got gray. Here, let's pull up the Kings thing again.
Okay. We're kinging.
We're kinging. All right.
I'm tracking.
So do what the Kings did, right?
Yeah.
But one of these is teal, and then, okay, so let's say...
Are you just really trying to tell me you want a teal Capitals jersey?
Well, it probably wouldn't be that. They would probably be the Pacific Division. So, like, this one in the bottom right corner, the Crosby one, was the Capitals one. So they probably end up with white again for whatever stupid reason. But I'm saying do a black, do a white... Do a teal and then do like the silvery gray color as the main color.
Okay.
That's all I was hoping for.
Hey, maybe Adidas is hiring and you can get on like their hockey design vision.
That would be a hilarious Thanksgiving given my brother's current affiliation.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Crazy. Well. Battling shoemakers.
That's what we argue about. Your brother's so much better, Bob. You know. Anyway. Moving on to one of our hopefully reoccurring segments, Hometown Heroes, where Cam and I do a little show and tell of what's going on in our respective hometowns. For those who don't know, we both are currently located in Denver, and Cam grew up in Loveland, which is very close by. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and I don't know, you want to like go one for one? So you start, and then I'll do one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, Cam, tagging you in.
All right, so big news in Denver today. We signed Vince Fangio. Fangio? I don't know how to say it. It's
I think you should go Vic Fangio. It sounds like a...
Vic Fang.
Vic Fang.
Vic Fang.
Sounds like something right out of True Blood.
Yeah, he was the Bears... defensive coordinator. He was, you know,
that's
one of the best defenses in the NFL last season. So I think that they got a great pickup there for head coach in Denver. And then we hired an old school guy, Gary Kubiak, as our offensive coordinator, who's actually been our head coach and been in Denver before. So, you know, he's kind of been around the NFL. He retired a while back and, you know, I guess him and John Elway get along, so they brought him back to the office here in Denver. So, yeah, pretty crazy. What's going on with those Redskins, Bobby?
Nothing. Fuck Dan Schneider. The team's falling apart, and it has been since whenever he bought them. Four quarterbacks this year, but that was because of injury.
Any of them look good?
Huh?
Did any of them look legit?
Well, yeah, dude. We were... doing well until Alex Smith got Joe Theismann.
Yep.
On that.
Yeah,
on the same yard line.
Yeah, that was some
like
crazy shit.
Same day of the week, obviously, because it was Sunday. But like, it was all sorts of weird crap about how it was very like Inception-y again, perhaps a story for later. Curses.
Curses. Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. All right, your
turn. The curse cast.
Yeah.
The curse cast.
As if we don't swear enough already. Yeah, some other...
Good.
Yeah,
that's fucking great, man.
Fucking killing it. The other thing, Nuggets killing it in the NBA right now. Last night, crazy little game. They're playing in Miami, and some fan runs out on the court in a Heat jersey and just steals the ball after a free throw and, like, causes a fight in the stands. So, you know, that's just cool shit. Like, I love seeing zany stuff like that happen in sports.
Yeah, except for that guy will probably never go to an NBA game again. But wait,
yeah,
wait,
worth
it. Did the article you read specify why there was a fight afterwards?
No. It's just like he grabbed the ball, ran back. I'm guessing someone was like, hey, bro, fuck you for stopping the game, and probably tried to, like, stop him or tackle him.
It
which
was in Miami, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This crazy shit only happens in Miami. Denver, everyone's baked, and they're like, oh, whatever, man. The guy grabbed a ball. Like, nobody cares here.
I haven't been to an NBA game since Michael Jordan played on the Wizards.
Dude, I can't remember last time I saw NBA basketball live. Like, I don't know. I know you were trying to bring up how cool the new Heat jerseys are with their pink piping.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because, like, I believe Nike does the stuff for the NBA. So they put out, like, I swear to God, like 30 jerseys per team per year, especially, like, big market teams like the Heat or LA or the Rockets. But, yeah. Those things are fire, man.
Yeah, the Nuggets are getting the, like, the throwback jerseys.
Yeah,
with the old skyline and the rainbow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I really love these. Here, I'll pop it on screen for everyone to see. Hopefully searching Google is, like, okay. I don't know why a Red Wings jersey came up there. But, yeah, dude, I love this because, nope, can't go to that.
Well, everybody wants a Wade jersey.
Yeah.
I've got two... You know, locked in a box somewhere, buried in my backyard for future. I don't have that.
Okay. But no, I love this, like, 80s neon shit. I really hope they continue that. They should just make it their official colors, honestly.
Yeah, they should just change their name to the Miami Vice. Like, come on. Don't be the Heat. If you're going to be anything, be the Humidity, like, or the Vice.
It's never the Heat.
Yeah, and it's really not that hot in Miami. I mean, it's...
Really?
Yeah, it's hot, but it's not, like, desert hot.
Right.
I mean, it's, like, maybe 100 degrees.
I guess you get some breezes.
Yeah, the Miami Ocean Breeze.
Yeah, there you go.
That's tough.
That actually matches these colors better if it's not Vice. Although, I'll say this. Like, I always thought, like, it wasn't just, like, a temporal thing. I always thought it was, like, the Heat. Like, the Heat's on us.
Oh, they brought the Heat. Yeah. I feel you.
Okay. So, Miami Heat, cool-ass jerseys. Is it my turn?
Yeah, hit me.
So, according to what I can see, the Wizards suck this year.
Is that different than most years? I mean, when was
the
last time?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
They've been making the playoffs, apparently. I don't know. I can't just... Pro basketball, I love playing basketball, but I can't watch it for the life of me. I got to be at a game. It's like baseball.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's just like, it just doesn't do it for me. And then shout out to the guys on Spittin' Chiclets. Like, the way Whitney just, like, rails into the NBA every time there's a story. Although, I don't know, there's a fight at a game, so maybe those hockey guys can get into it.
Dude, that would be something that'd be sweet in basketball. I would love to see some, like, 9 foot tall people just beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, and I was watching,
like, imagine their reach. Like, if they were boxing,
yeah,
they could be 12 feet away and still be punching each other in the face.
But, like, back to the Heat story real quick. Sorry, I didn't mention this. But what is this, like, dude thinking? That guy was, like, 5 feet tall, or at least maybe that's what he looked like. He could have been 6 foot, and then all those guys just, like, scaled him down.
Yeah.
But he goes out there, steals a ball. I was like, dude, what are you doing? That's, like, 10 angry...
Giant basketball players.
10 angry giants, if you're...
Yeah, and some of those guys are Eastern European. They probably have ties to some crazy, like, you know, Yugoslavian mafia or some shit. Like,
one guy is like...
Yes. And it's in Miami. He's going to end up in the bay somewhere. Like,
yeah.
You're a...
He brought the Heat.
Shark food, yeah.
Shout out to him for wearing the cool colored jerseys, though. Anyway, okay, so Wizards. 40% win. 16-24, which
is bet against the Wizards.
Two to three ratio. Yeah, that's not good. Not good. All right, back to you.
Yeah, crazy Denver news. Not much going on right now. I mean, once again, sports are pretty slow. Avalanche are looking pretty good. You know, Philip Lindsay honored by the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. You know,
already?
Yeah, man. Just honored. Dude, he went to high school in Aurora. He went to college at CU. So yeah, he's a Colorado boy. Kind of like the whole story behind James Conner and Philly being a Philly boy and that Pittsburgh boy. Sorry.
That'd be hilarious if he was a Philly boy.
yeah, easily confused.
Yeah. Well, Avs were hurting there for a minute. They went from like, what was it? They did a 6-game skid until they beat the Rangers the other night. And then just last night, which would be Tuesday the 8th, we're recording on Wednesday the 9th.
Yeah, that would be the next day.
They lost the Jets 7-3. That put them fourth in the Central, which is, it's a tough division, but 6 games will do that. And then they're 16th overall in the league, but they have the first wild card spot in the West right now. So about halfway through the season, but they came out hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Friggin' McKinnon and Ristolainen, Landeskog, and then my boy, Philip Grubauer, unfortunately, the one time I saw him. Grubes. He does pretty good, or at least he did when he was in red. So I just hope, we're both hoping for a Capitals Avalanche final.
Hell yes.
Please, but now I've jinxed it. okay, so back to me, Capitals. We're having a little rough spot there, as they always do around the holidays. Lost 3 games. And then they ended up winning against the Red Wings, thank God, and that kept them ahead.
Yeah, nobody likes the fucking Red Wings.
Well, neither of us do.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Clip those wings.
Take
my broken wings.
Make some broken wings. There's a song idea. Anyway, but the only reason why that's a big deal, 3-game losing streak, that sucks, but the Penguins, the fucking Penguins, are on a huge winning streak, and of course, bad radio, I'm going to sit here and look up if they lost, but anyway, at that point, they had won 8 games in a row, so if Washington had lost that game, it would have been curtains on the first place spot. Not a huge deal at this point in the season, but still. In that game, Evgeny Kuznetsov, that is, broke 300 points on a sick assist to Tom Wilson, who is insane this year.
Hell
he's,
yes.
He's already got his career high goals, and he missed 20 games on a suspension this year.
Damn, bro.
Dude, he's on fire. So he's like,
that suspension did good for
dude,
Tom Wilson.
Yeah, he hit the fucking rink and he skated his dick off doing skills, and then he hit the fucking gym and pumped some shit. In some fun news that's not just blah, blah, blah. Oh, Caps won last night, too. So
good.
They're still up on the Penguins 2 points. So hooray. Obviously, I'm sitting here in a Capitals hat and I literally have Capitals pajamas hanging in my closet. But
and
in some
like
fun
48
news,
at, Caps jerseys. So
yeah. Well, one for each iteration. So yeah, it's about 40. So anywho, Cam and I are huge fans of this show, Letterkenny.
Great show.
It is pretty amazing.
Crafty Canadians got me.
My only critique is I want to be able to binge it, and sometimes I just get a headache because A, I'm laughing so hard, and B, like, it's so fast-paced.
Yeah, dude, you watch an episode, and you can watch it, like, 3 times and pick up something new and hilarious every time.
I want to spoil my favorite episode for you, but I won't, because you have a long way to get to it, and I am a TV-aholic, so I binge the shit out of it.
Yeah, I need more TV time in my life.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I can sit here and work on my animations and tinker with that as I have something going on in the background. So,
touché, salesman.
You know, you are responsible for people's safety. And
yeah, something like that.
Sure. Your job's more important. Anyway, on screen right now, we got a picture of Mick Murray, who is a beloved ancillary character from Letterkenny.
Yeah. Does his mouth move when he talks? I swear, every time he starts talking, it literally looks like his mouth's not moving at all. It blows my mind. I'm always like, is that Mick Murray talking? Wow, it is. It's almost like a Boomhauer-esque. Yeah.
Very Boomhauer-esque.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but I told you that Brett Connolly of the Washington Capitals sounds exactly like him. And I told you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I totally. I'm sorry. Clip. No, it was like months ago. But anyway, I realized in another interview he also
kind of looks like him.
Looks exactly like Mick Murray. Not the greatest example, but if you see this guy in an on-air interview,
check him out.
And no, just like look at him when he's like sweaty. Not kind of made up or whatever for his picture here. And then we got a side-by-side. And I don't know, man. Look at the nose.
No, seriously. Find a picture of Mick Murray with his hat off. His name is Dan Petrogenovic.
Jamie, look that up.
Jamie, pull that shit up for me. Joe Rogan. Yeah, they actually do look alarmingly alike. That is freaking crazy.
The side-by-side is a little uncanny. You can see it, like, in the nose.
Yeah.
But when they talk, dude. They
do the no mouth
like,
mood thing.
I swear to God, I'm gonna look up Brett Connolly's thing or his like bio, and it's gonna be like, oh, Letterkenny. I'll be like, holy shit, that's a real place.
It's where he learned.
It's where, dude, he played for the Shamrocks.
The Shamrocks, yeah.
And the Irish.
The Fighting Shamrocks. Crushing Sandoz.
And furthermore, in Brett Connolly news, here's a wonderful picture of him getting a tattoo. And former teammate Tyler Duchesne took this great picture of Brett getting some ink. And the caption is 10,000 retweets and I'll get a tattoo of Brett Connolly getting a tattoo.
Which is a great tattoo.
I mean, honestly.
That's another way to go back in time.
Like
the NHL is just creating time machines.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
You're memorializing a tattoo, something that took place, like you're going back in time on your arm to a picture going back in time.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling.
I got you.
Yeah.
Totally bottles the mind.
Yes.
Yes, very meta. But, I'm going to say if we get any retweets and someone wants to pay for it, I'll get a picture of this tattooed on me, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. Shit, I will too.
I mean, that face and just eating pizza, plus like just the way.
I mean,
the
if you look at the little stick figure drawing of it that I'm hoping the tattoo artist did, it would be a great tattoo.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a story piece for sure. And then you're gonna talk to a hockey fan; they're gonna be your best
friend.
Yeah,
it's a conversation starter for sure. And the guy's got like three bulges in the drawing.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It kind of looks like this one on his right leg, but to our left, it looks like a Nokia phone, and it might just be his wrench.
Hey, dude's packing.
I mean, I hope so. But anyway, Devontae Smith-Pelly, another beloved Capital player, said that he would pay for it, and he wants to be there. Anyway, moving on. Anything else from Denver?
Nope. Moving on.
Moving on. Didn't we have a wild card from Denver or another wild card?
No, it was the basketball game.
Oh, it was the basketball guy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, sorry.
Don't fret.
So, back to DC. Do you know about Wayne Rooney, Cameron?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Well,
played some of that other football.
The other football.
The European football.
The football.
Yeah.
The footballer from the English Premier League has recently relocated, and he's playing for DC United.
Yeah, he's trying to do that Beckham shit.
Oh, dude, he already did it. I mean, if you want to talk about money, I mean, no one knows if Beckham won a championship with the Galaxy.
No.
He just was like,
just a pretty face and a couple million dollars.
Jolly old, foggy old, rainy, shitty England. Like, do I want to play a soccer game in the snow or do I want to maybe play one in the snow if we make the championship?
I bet he was just like, do I want to bang Victoria Beckham
on
in LA or in foggy London town.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, LA sounds way better.
Yeah. Anyway, it's also like, realistically, it's a good way
chase
to make
that paper.
Huh?
Chase that paper.
Yeah, why not? I'm constantly chasing paper, and I don't even have a job. anyway, Wayne here ran into a little bit of trouble. He was arrested
for
public intoxication / public swearing. Now, I don't give a
crap.
Is
this, once
swearing.
Again, are we building a time machine and going back in time? Like, why can't you swear in public?
Well, this was in Dulles. Dulles yeah. International Airport.
Like remind me to never go there. I will get fucking arrested.
5 minutes from where I grew up. And he was arrested. But I don't care about that. Airports are awful. Air travel is awful. Or at least unless you're flying on a private airline, private jet. It sucks, right? Like, not that I've ever done that, but I'm just assuming it's probably a lot better. Yeah. So you're getting drunk in the airport.
Well, what else do you do in airports? I mean, I walk after I get frisked by the TSA to a bar and drink until I'm like, oh, shit, they're boarding my plane.
Yeah.
And I run to my plane, and hopefully I don't get kicked out of the airport for swearing in the fucking airport.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. But my problem is not with what happened here. And everyone's up his ass.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, okay, whatever. Today's latest outrage.
Yeah.
Like,
why do you care if a guy got drunk in an airport? It's literally happening all across the United States. The whole world. This is happening across the world.
Yes.
Right now today.
Then you're asking a dude from the British Empire to not swear. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, this is freaking unreal. Unless he hit somebody or unless he was swearing into the face of a child.
How old do you think that guy was the first time he ever said the word cunt?
Four.
Thank you. I was going to say four as well.
There's four letters in cunt.
You're 4 years old. He's like, you cheeky cunt to one of his, you know, 3-year-old friends.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the fuck? This guy just said cunt. I'm going to start saying cunt. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be the second English superstar to come here and play, but that doesn't mean he's not a trendsetter.
It's true. I did read, though, he was taking some sleeping tablets.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, like, you mix that and booze, and you're just asking for, you know, some kind of publicity stunt. I mean, if you're a celebrity, don't take sleeping pills and drink. Like,
true.
Roseanne Barr should have taught us that. But a few other people should have taught us that. That lady who flew to Africa and said, you know, I'm not going to get AIDS because I'm white. You know, that teaches you right there. Don't do dumb shit on sleeping pills while drinking.
Well, the only reason why I brought this whole thing up, I agree. First of all, if you're drinking, why do you need sleeping pills too? I never understood that.
Like, yeah, no, I drink to go to sleep.
Yeah, once the like fun part of the boozing wears off, it's nap time, dude. Like the other day when we were snowboarding, I was like, oh, sure, I'll have a lunch beer. I was like lights out on the friggin' ski lift. And granted, I'm getting older. But like my thing is like, how is public drunkenness and public swearing the same crime? It's like, it's literally / when I said / it's the same charge. So like a guy could
just get rid of one.
Well, or charge him for both. I think that's the silly part here is like, I mean, I grew up in this area. DC has some wacky ass laws, but the fact that public swearing and public intoxication are the same thing, it's like a $25 fine too. So they booked this guy to get a whopping $92.
I'm actually good with that, dude. Like if you're going to get busted for being drunk in public, I will pay you $25 all day. Then I totally redact all my statements from earlier. I will get drunk and swear in that airport. And if it's only $25, whatever. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Can't have one of my friends bail you out.
Yeah, dude, if a cop shows up, I'm just going to have like $80 in my pocket and be like, hey, here's the swearing. Here's for your time. I'm going to move on. Like, I'm not that drunk right now.
That's amazing. I figured out what our wild card was that we missed.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
Jared Allen.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Former defensive end Jared Allen and a crew from former NFL players have hung up their pads, but they aren't done trying to compete at the highest level.
This is brilliant.
Curling. I'm sorry. I just noticed how that was written. Anyway, this is like the greatest story I've heard ever since
the fan ran on the court.
Whoever won
the
gold medal didn't the U.S. just win the gold medal in curling or something?
Yeah, I haven't followed curling news lately, Bobby. I apologize.
I'm sorry if I only pay attention to Olympic hockey and curling.
It's true. I totally have been slacking on curling.
In your curling news?
Yeah.
Anyway, this comes from Bleacher Report.
I'm just pumped that this guy, number 69, Jared Allen, is coming out of retirement from the NFL to pursue a professional curling career.
This is amazing.
Like, if you're an NFL player, it's like, what else are you going to do? It's like, oh, curling, a sport I can just go get drunk as long as you're not in an airport and, like, slide this stone down some ice. Like, it's pretty sweet.
And I'm trying to make this as large as possible. Check out their sweet team crest here. All pro curling team.
Is that a beer?
That is a beer, sir.
Fudge, I want to buy one of those.
Yeah, I really want this. Like, all joking aside, this is awesome.
This is pretty sweet.
This should be the American curling team's logo if they become the American curling team.
The only issue I see with that, it does have a football on it. So the football kind of...
But that's them.
Well, yeah. I hear you. If that's going to be the Olympic runners, yeah, I'm totally good with that being their jersey. What do you call it in curling? Is it just a sweater?
I mean, I guess it'd be a shirt, like a hockey sweater. These actually looks more like jackets. So maybe just their jacket.
Take off your pants and jacket.
All right. Well, we should make a list of things we need to learn for next week. So,
yeah.
So curling uniforms, what are they called?
And do you get to drive the Zamboni when you curl? Like, I'm just wondering if that's a thing, because I'd totally
pick
up.
They don't cut up the ice.
But do they slick up the ice?
Yeah, they do, like, probably once.
Exactly.
Curling, one of the things we need to cover in Obscure Sports Weekly,
Shaboom.
Which is a pretty good segue into our main topic, unless I forgot something. No. Oh, yeah, I forgot my wild card. Okay,
oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Put it in this is one of my favorites. So, Cam, did you ever watch the hockey, by the way? The hockey in the 90s?
I did, Bobby. I did watch the hockey in the 90s.
Nice. What do you remember, aside from the Avalanche breaking so many people's hearts?
Yeah, Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic, Wayne Gretzky in the 90s. And, you know, that one thing that they tried to do where they tried to get, you know, the U.S. public involved in the NHL.
Well, one of the big complaints, and looking back on the technology versus HD video, was it's hard to see the puck.
Yeah, it's really, you know, hard to track a little black thing flying around the ice. I get it. It, once again, especially if you make all your jerseys black and fucking white, the same color as the puck, NHL, Jesus Christ.
So this is interesting. You know that, like, the glow puck is one of the most hated things for, like, legit hockey fans out of all time.
And I get it. If you're a diehard hockey fan, you're just going, what the fuck? Like, I can track the puck. I understand what's going on. But the NHL was trying to draw in fans to go, hey, look at this colorful thing that zips across the screen.
Yeah.
It's a shooting star. Oh, it's so pretty.
And this might be fake news, but I think it was also, like, Fox got the contract. So they wanted to, like, you know, they took the contract.
Spice it up a little
bit. Yeah, they wanted to do something.
They wanted to Fox it up a little bit.
Anyway, so the Kings
shorten their skirt. Show a little leg.
Show a little skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lift up that boot a little bit. Show some toe.
So for 90s night, Fox brought back the glow puck. And I got to be honest, like, I get people that hate this shit. It's okay.
You know, I think if they made, like, the bright red streak behind it just a little bit less.
Oh, this is way basic, dude. Like, in the 90s, it looked
so it
awesome.
Drinks pumpkin spice
like
lattes.
So, like, when they shot it at a certain speed, it'd actually get, like, a tail to it.
Yeah.
Or at least this is what I remember. But, so, yeah, here we got some glow puck action. And I don't hate this, man.
Yeah, I think, all right, here's me being, like, a dick about this whole thing. Like, you've got the blue line, the red line, you know, the circle where you drop the puck. Why use those colors as the tracer on the puck? Why not, like, neon green and fuchsia or some shit. Like,
oh, there's your beef with this one?
Yeah.
I mean, it is glowing.
Yeah, I hear you, but, like, do something that's not, once again, the same colors that are already out there. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I think just they're like, just trying not to make it. I mean, if you did orange, well, whatever, I'm full of shit. Never mind, don't worry about that. I was going to say, if you do orange, then it's like, oh, it's the Oilers puck, but they're also have blue on their uniform.
Oh, see, that'd be sweet, though, if it, like, changed with the color.
With the possession?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor puck guy.
Oh, dude, he's got it.
Tracker guy.
Or just have, like, a thing in the stick that, like, picks up who's got control. I don't know how you do that. I
mean, that's some...
next level.
Yeah, that's way out there. But I don't hate this, man.
I mean, it like, is kind of corny, but
when I'm,
I dig it.
90 years old and watching hockey.
Yeah, and then you can't see the puck. Yeah. And like, oh, what's going on there?
Like, sure. I remember my grandpa, we were watching hockey when he got old, and he was like, what's going on with this game these days? And we're like, what are you talking about, granddad? And he was just like, there's like 30 players out there. And he just didn't realize like he was seeing double.
Oh.
So when I'm that guy.
Yeah, why are there two pucks?
Bring on the glow puck. Or with all the technology, like, why not?
Like, dude, you'll be there in like VR real life.
With a newer like NHL thing on an Apple TV or like probably a superior
format
or whatever, you can have two games at a time. You can have goalie cameras, like the cameras above the goal. Like, why can't you just do a glowing puck and then subtitles or closed caption?
Yeah, turn it off. On and off. I like that.
Yeah.
Someday you'll be your own like editor and be like, oh, I just want to be on this camera. I want to be in the sky cam. Oh, I want to be in the net. Like, that's the cam I want. And I want that mic because I want to hear the goalie talk shit or whatever. Like,
there was some sport that did that, but they also did that with porn.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. Super sweet. Anyway, before we get into our main headline, World Junior Hockey was going on this last week. The USA made it to the gold medal round.
Damn.
Yeah, that's big deals.
Did we play Russia?
Huh?
Did we play Russia?
Oh, shit. I should probably know this. Yeah, I think we did. We beat Russia. Holy shit, what am I talking about? Yeah, we beat Russia to get into the final.
That's some, like, badass U.S. beats Russia stuff right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll always take one of those, especially these days. But for those of you who don't know, the World Juniors is basically a tournament that is put on every year since a while back.
Since there were children and hockey.
Since there was children playing hockey. Let's see. The history since first official tournament was in 1977. And
I bet it started with the U.S. beating Russia.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, but that would be sweet.
No, the first sore subject, dude. Why'd you have to bring it up? I don't think it was actually called the World Juniors back then, but according to this Wikipedia I'm looking at, and not just going to my brain, Russia won 77, 78, 79, and 80.
Oof.
Yeah.
Rough.
But anyway, so long story short, it's like 18, 19-year-old kids that are either playing for colleges or prospects for NHL teams. The youngins.
They're...
I think it's like under 20, technically, you have to be to play in it.
Okay, like
and
a junior.
They all get together.
Like they can't drink yet. I did air
quotes.
Well,
they can in other countries. Can't drink
true.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
It's probably why
we
they
got
never
some
hold
bullshit
it.
Laws.
That's why they didn't hold the tournament here.
Yep.
Hi, Nichols. Sorry, I just saw that you joined.
No, that's all good.
So he would be a great podcast guest. Nichols, you need to come on here because you actually know about sports and we just talk about it. So anyway, World Juniors happened. U.S. made it to the gold medal round by beating Russia, which, as Cam said, is a big freaking deal.
Yeah, they made it to the gold shower round.
Yeah, but to give you an idea of how this usually goes, Canada's won it 17 times.
Jesus Christ. They invented hockey, right? I mean, but...
And then, like, iterations of Russia have won it 13 times, but, like, Russia as a country has only won it 4, so, like...
CIS
Soviet Union won it. Soviet Union won it 8 times, and CIS won it once. This is fucked up, though, man. I know I keep getting sidetracked, but when they showed this graphic, they did not credit the Soviet Union for winning 8 times, because in the graphic, this was before the result, but essentially they said that Finland, United States, and Russia were tied for second behind Canada, who has won it 17 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so pretty
Canada
crazy.
Just dominated it, which makes sense.
They did that with no food. Like, impressive. Poor people from the USSR just out there skating, trying to win medals for their country. You think they had to sell their medals for, like, bread?
For borscht?
Yeah. Like, sweet dick. Mother, give me some bread. I won at the hockey.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny. But anyway, so USA made it to the gold medal round, but lost to Finland, who now has 5 gold medals in this. And I just love hockey names. And with that in mind, Cam and I are going to do a draft of great World Junior hockey names.
Okay.
Which are now displayed here. So...
quick fire.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say this has rules, but let's just pick them. You're the guest. You go first.
All right. I got Rusan Dyonyomin.
Okay. I put him on the list because his name is Russian and he's on Kazakhstan. So
why does he have one S in his name? Like, if your name's Russian, why wouldn't you just spell it same?
Well, I'm saying, like, to dummies like us, it's spelled Russian or it's pronounced Russian.
Rusan.
But
okay.
He's on Kazakhstan, so it's kind of like a fuck you. Soviet
yeah.
Union.
Yeah.
I'm Russian now. I'm the Russian now.
I'm the Russian now.
Okay, for my number two or one pick, I'm going to go Jason Studnicka. And only because it just sounds like a freaking.
Yeah, like he's going to run game. Yeah, he's the stud out
he's
there.
He's like, yo, Studnicka's in the house about to fuck shit up on the ice.
I feel you.
Okay.
Damn it, good call. I'm going to go with another one. There's no way I'll ever be able to pronounce.
That's
Nando Eggenbergener.
Oh, dude, you added... oh. No.
Eggenberger.
No, it's Bergner. Nando Eggenberger. And I'm like, dude, I put that
on
the list.
Dude, he should just go buy breakfast sandwich. Like, come on. Like, throw some hash browns. Hash brown Eggenberger. Like
dude,
this guy's
saying, but maybe
a delicious treat.
In Switzerland. Say the country they're from, too.
Switzerland. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was...
that might be... no, Sweden's...
no, it's all good.
Anyway, so Nando Eggenberger. I put him on the list because it just sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm going to go with another Kazakhstanian. Kazakhstani?
Kagaka.
The other guy that made the list, Denis Karatayev. Only because, like, his first name's Dennis. And I'm just like, cool. How'd you get such a regular-ass American name in Kazakhstan?
Oh, I was thinking because he was, like, Karatayev. Like, yeah.
Oh, Karatayev. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dennis does karate. I like that. Okay, your turn.
We all know a guy named Dennis who does karate. He's not really that cool, though.
Oh, is that why you put one? I'm an
idiot. Yeah, I was trying to draft my players, bro.
Okay.
I'm building a dream team here of names
I
can't pronounce. I'm guessing a Slovakian. What about Andre Kukuka? Kukuka?
Kukua?
Kukua.
Again, how did a Hawaiian name get to
Slovakia?
Yeah, okay. Wait, was Nando your second?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Nando's always number two in my book.
You had Russian as your first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm surprised you didn't pick this guy since you and him have a lot in common as you have a lot of names.
Yeah, what's up?
William Wesley Funke Routh.
Wessel.
Oh, Wessel.
Funke.
My bad. I was looking at you. That's one of your middle names. William Wessel Funk Routh. And that, to me, sounds like a funk band.
Dude, I'd listen to him right now.
Yeah, I'd listen to that shit right now.
I bet he's got some fresh beats.
And it also reminds me of Chris's kid, Penelope Isabella Gabriella Reed. Like... If you have a short last name, that doesn't mean you need to have 3 long-ass first names.
But it does kind of just... yeah, it's just like a period at the end. It's like, Reed.
No,
Rourke.
It sounds very Spanish, you know? Even though he is very not.
Yeah, true.
Anywho, sorry to put you on blast there, Chris.
Yeah, dude, I'm going with my fourth round pick. I'm going to go with Ollie Ericsson. Ick. Why E-K? What's
again,
E-K?
Again. It's like you said, it's the punctuation.
Ick.
Ick. Yeah. Well, that's a, I don't know if Norse. Oh, shit. I don't even know if that's PC.
Okay, PC principal. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm going to go with another. Oh, I know which one you were going for because you just clicked on it, dummy. Okay. well, since we already got one guy, I'm going to pick a defenseman, Magnus Oldalkak. I know it's probably Coke, but, you know, it sounds like dick.
Yeah, Oodlecock.
Which leaves Cam to his next pick.
Logan Weapon X from the USA, Weapon X Cockerel.
That's pretty amazing, yeah.
So like, okay. That cock's real, dude.
You know, this really didn't go the way I thought. Shit.
Uh-oh.
Now I've got to think about it? This is dumb. Okay.
Ooh, I got my next one.
Well, my favorite, and I was going to try and save him for last, and I'm surprised he lasted this long, was Finnish forward, and I think he might have been captain. I don't know. He was important in the game. That's all I remember, because his name is Kaapo Kakko.
Kaapo Kakko.
And he's going to be a superstar, and I look forward to seeing that shit in the NHL.
Kakko!
Kakko!
Dude, Kakko. He's got all kinds of badass bird calls.
I'm not gonna lie, Magnus Oldalkak and Cockerel and some of these other guys wouldn't have made it on here if Kakko hadn't paved the name for him.
Yeah, Kakko's the like head leader of the team.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
All right. Yeah, then my forward's gonna be Valentin Nussbrommer.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many Jews are in Sweden, but that's impressive that he made the national team.
Hey, just enough to play hockey.
Just enough to play hockey. Cool. Shit. Should have saved Kaapo. See, we should have done the draft and then just read our picks. This is taking way too long. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I picked Dennis already, didn't I? Shit.
Yeah, you did. Dennis is your homie. He does karate. In the back alley.
I just like this guy's name, Pavel Regenda.
What's his regenda?
Yeah, like, I think he has.
Does he have some shit to do later? Is that on his regenda?
Serious, like subconscious regendas, dude.
Yeah.
And it kind of sounds Spanish.
That's like some hood shit, I think. Like,
yeah.
That's on my regenda, bro.
That's on my regenda.
I don't understand this name, Yuko Pekka. Y2LUUKKONEN. Why so many consonants? Why? Like, so many K's. Why all double K's?
Uko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you could have done with a couple of the consonants not there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why double everything?
Nichols is talking to me about the Smashing Pumpkins box set, and I'm missing something here.
Did they have a world championship hockey team that like
little
they
did you know
give
Billy
a shout
Porter
out to
played in the World Juniors as a goalie?
Yeah,
from Transylvania,
dude, crush it. Whiny voice as a lead singer and now a World Junior hockey champion.
Yeah. Quick note: I'm being told that Obi Trice is playing in Bozeman this weekend by my old homie Chris Myers.
Oh man.
Yeah, all three of you. If you're not Chris, go check that out. My boy Nick Busy's putting that on. Okay, let's finish this up. Who's left? Let's just say the rest of them.
Okay.
Here, you say this guy.
Joachim Kodendilk.
Yeah, I was Dilik. Thinking. Jack'em Klondike is what I saw.
Jack'em Klondike?
Jack'em Klondike! Book him, Steve Dave. That's a couple of things missed together. Askari
Laksonen.
Laksonen.
Yeah, and then we got Yurtho Vakankanian.
Vakananian?
Anianum. Nianian.
All right.
Yeah. Lots
of this
of
bullshit. Congrats.
Confusing ends.
Congrats to Finland and your hard to pronounce names.
And no hard
for
ends.
Winning the World Oh boy. Okay, moving on to our main feature. So like I said, in addition to covering, sorry, that just the funny joke Cam said just came through the feedback, so I heard it twice.
Killing them
in
twice.
Addition to doing wacky sports stories and that kind of thing, sports headlines, we want to cover one obscure sport you might not know about each week.
Yeah, if you've heard of this shit, you're next level.
Yeah, next level. I'm not sure, like, in what regard, though.
yeah, maybe, like, on a weird spectrum.
Yeah,
or...
I'm going to say that our discussion of this sport is going to come off way problematic.
More than likely.
Things we talk about will seem like real big assholes. But that being said,
okay,
we are covering netball.
Whoop, whoop.
The exciting world of netball. Yeah, so here's some pictures of what netball looks like.
Yeah, look at the thrill.
Google image. This is my biggest problem with netball. Actually,
okay, hit me with yours.
Before we get real deep into it, the shit looks exciting. These stills, that looks like a basketball game.
Like, for real, you think that looks exciting?
I think it looks more exciting than the actual sport.
The still does, like, that sport still does look more exciting than it does while in action.
So netball is a ball sport.
Ooh.
Yeah, played by two teams of seven players. Its development derived from early versions of basketballs. It began in England in the 1890s, and by 1960... international playing rules had been standardized for the game.
England loves to take, like, American shit and slow it down and make it lame. Like, we take their shit and speed it up and make it awesome. They take American stuff and be like, oh, backboards, we're getting rid of those. That's dumb.
We'll get to this.
Okay.
Let me get through the basic shit.
Sorry.
Hate. The International Federation of Netball and Women's Basketball, later renamed the International Netball Federation, was formed. That was in the 60s. As of 2011, the NFL comprises of more than 60 national teams organized into five global regions. This is a sport that is most popular in Commonwealth nations. And for you, those of you who don't know, not like I did before I looked it up, that means, like, basically the old British Empire. And I mean, extended British Empire, not just Ireland, Wales, Australia, like, Jamaica,
India.
Trinidad. I didn't see a lot of India in my research, but yeah, that kind of idea.
Basically, cricket playing crafty
basically
guys.
Any place our filthy white ancestors tried to take from native people. We gave them this.
A lot. There's a lot of those places.
Debatably good game.
Open for debate.
Definitely. So let's see. I got a picture of the court here somewhere.
Oh, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
Wait.
It looks pretty much just like a basketball court.
Yep.
Yeah. And as you can see, it's divided into thirds. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, hey, Bobby and Cam or Commission Cam, what's the big freaking deal? It's just basketball. And
you're wrong.
You are wrong.
It's
basketball.
It's not just basketball.
With
it's netball.
All the fun stuff taken out of it.
Yeah.
So essentially, there is a strict set of rules that dictate where you are allowed to go on the court depending on your given position. So as you can see here, we have...
this sport's so cool, your jersey has to call out what position you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, how sweet is that?
So
sports fanatics.
That's a very good point. And without, I could go on with this because it is complicated and irritating. But basically, a game of netball starts with a jump ball, but it's not a jump ball.
Yeah, because jumping. Whoa. Slow down, people.
Cam,
this is England.
What do you think about the sport before I go to the rules?
It's like all the cool shit out of basketball, which I'm not a huge fan of already. It's just strip it down of the funness. Like running, yeah, we don't want you doing that. Like being able to be your own person and play, you know, whatever position might like just fill in. Yeah. Don't do that. Dribbling? No. Get that out of here right now. Don't even think about that. But continue. Sorry.
Yeah, so basically I'm going to put on something behind us. As you can see, players can't run. It's kind of got like an ultimate frisbee vibe with that.
Yeah, just stop. Here's the ball, stop.
You can't run with it, so running's not really a factor. Unless you're talking about defensively, because then you can snatch it.
That's true.
But
which, that sounds cool. Like, snatch.
Yeah, well, I feel like the defense in this game is more exciting than the offense. And even though I was...
Time out. Don't you have to be 3 feet away to play defense? It's not like...
Well, I'm saying when the ball's in the air.
Okay, I hear you.
So,
yeah.
Like, a defender can make killer moves. And since, as we are seeing in this game...
It's hot fire.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh.
But, like...
Oh, man.
So, yeah, right there.
Oh,
that player,
one-legged.
Uncontested, can put the ball in the net. That's my biggest fucking issue.
Dude.
Like... Make it like basketball where that defender can be up in their business.
Yeah, just get a tree person to stand down at the net in and whoomp. It's ridiculous, man.
Dude,
you need a 9 foot tall person,
this,
you win every day.
Right here?
Yeah,
the
goal
scorer.
Yeah.
Which, okay, we gotta break down the positioning here. It's going to be too confusing. But her nickname is literally the Lady Mountain. So I'm like, that's the key. This is so freaking easy. And like, what I see this as, and if you look at the Wikipedia for this.
Which is thrilling. You'll get lost for hours looking at this wiki.
But, like, look at these pictures here. Like, it's obviously a sport designed for women that were wearing hoop skirts.
Maybe they were wearing net skirts.
Well, that's what they ended up calling them.
Oh,
but,
shit, I didn't.
No, wow. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But, yeah, like, I this is a game you learn in gym class.
True. If you're 5 years old, this is great for you. 12 years old. This is great because it's like, I got a little activity for the day and everybody can play.
And considering it's like over 100 years old, I get it. But I mean, like, even games like team handball, which is very similar, I feel like it's just more active. Like the shit with the positions, which...
Yeah, only certain positions can score. Like, there goes the mountain, I'm guessing.
No, that wasn't the lady mountain. It's the...
Oh, that was the man mountain.
The mountain is broader.
Okay. Thick in the shoulders.
Yeah, just kind of thick. There she is. GS in red right there.
Okay.
They call her the lady mountain. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, is the other one called the lady giraffe? But as you can see here, you got to pass a lot. And... you can't score from outside this circle or this half circle.
Yeah, there's no three-pointers.
Which I think is ridiculous because...
This game would be way sweeter if you could... Yeah.
Without a backboard from that far.
Yeah, take the backboard
away
and you're swishing threes like Kobe that shit all day.
Yeah.
That would make this game dope.
Anyway, but so it's very specifically positioned for... I don't even know where to begin, man.
You can't pass, several lines. You have to pass, from one third to the next.
I mean, hockey's got the shit. I get that.
No, and I agree. But that would also make this game, super entertaining. If you're just able to, bomb a pass and, set up, I don't know. There's just not enough elements to keep it moving fast.
Right.
It just kind of...
And for those of you out there that are like, hey, you guys are just
bashing
because it's a woman's sport. Guess again.
Yeah.
It is internationally played. And this is actually, I will give it to this, an intramural college co-ed team. Makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, like ultimate frisbee.
A game that you play, which, put a pin in this. That's
pin.
One of the things we should do. Sport or game. That's a great debate topic for
ooh.
Anything.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going game with this one for sure.
Yeah, it's not, there's never going to be netball league. No one's really wearing netball jerseys out there.
I mean, there's...
So, yeah, it's a game.
It's actually, Cam...
Oh, shit.
You're fucking dead wrong.
Oh, no.
Netball is huge.
Where?
Everywhere but here. And
really,
dude, this is why I did not go full force like you did with your disgust at this supposed sport. its popularity is insane.
That blows my mind.
We can't play the audio for this, but it says 60 million people worldwide play netball, which I guess in the lieu of like,
it's in the lieu, yeah.
4 billion people on this earth play some kind of sport or have played some kind of sport. Let's get to the netball here.
Let's get to that quickness. Yeah. Oh, drills. Netball drills.
Netball drills.
What's some sweet netball drills? Like defend from 3 feet away. This is fun.
Well, that, okay. Since we're just bukkaking our fucking hatred of the sport, that was my fucking thing. Is like, this came onto my radar when Barstool Sports like posted the game-winning goal of the netball like World Cup from this year, and it was essentially like a again this documentary. God, there's the netball. Okay.
Oh yeah. Look, electric. Yeah,
get a Samoan.
Yeah.
That's
see
all these guys did.
Yep.
This is the team from South Wales, which I think is in Australia.
South Wales. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That makes so much sense. And yeah, they just got, it's not a Samoan. Oh God damn it. I am so culturally insensitive, but yeah.
Oh, you can dunk.
He can.
Hell yes. All right. Netball just got a little bit better in my book.
Well, why though? He's the only guy on the team that can score.
With
or
tattoos.
He's one of two guys that can score on the team, but isn't this just the strategy?
Yeah.
Get it to the big guy.
Yep.
So I'm going to throw something out here. Cam, let's start a netball team, and we'll do only bounce passes, and we'll get Tristan
okay.
to be our guy.
Yeah. Just a giant man down at the net.
Okay, so inside baseball here, let's draft our friends for, let's say, a four-man netball team.
So we're going to do the whole curling league.
Yeah,
but with netball.
I'm just saying, like, me, you, and, oh, I guess it'd be five other guys. I'm going to go Tristan underneath,
okay.
Right? Obviously.
Yeah.
Tristan is a giant ginger, gentle giant ginger, but I think you'd tear it up in some friggin' netball.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going to go Chris as our, like, other guy.
Power forward.
Yeah. What is it? Goal attack?
Yeah. Is that it? GA?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, goal attack. I got to pull up the thing here.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, here we go.
We need someone, like, quick and agile.
Not me.
I'll be the quick agile. The center? Center?
Yeah, the center's weird. The center's the only guy that can go the full length. So this is the weirdest.
Yeah, that's right.
That this is, like, the nitpicky rules that they implemented so the sport could be mildly entertaining and fun. I bet you... I'll give you this. It's probably fun to play. Just like digging around, like basketball or something. It's like you don't want to have all the skills of having to dribble, but you just want to throw a ball around with your friends and have a guy score.
If you played this with beer in hand, this would be an amazing game.
Or you can't pass the center line, or the ball can't pass the center line without the attacking team taking a drink.
That perfect.
Boom.
You have shots just lined up on either side. And once one team passes the other side, or something, you take, you know, passes the other side and gets a goal.
Yeah.
You take a shot, and right. You have to have three bounce passes. There something like that. Like, implement some crazy, the game's already crazy enough, implement some more craziness and booze, and it becomes a fantastic game.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, here's my deal. Is these positions are driving me crazy. So, like, as you can see...
The goddamn...
The goal scorer, wait, yeah, goalkeeper, is that what it stands for? Whatever, that's what we're calling it. The GK, I'm starting from the left here, people. GK can only stay inside this, like, half circle, and the GS can only stay inside this half circle. I believe there's some leeway with the winger. I think he can go in the center third and
yeah.
the third third, but he can't go inside the circle. But the goal attacker can only... go inside of this thing. So, like...
The goal third. Defending goal third that they're defending. Or, sorry.
So attacking.
I'm going yeah.
Red team here.
Yeah, my bad.
And then the center might have some leeway as to where they can go to, but I can't remember because I was so bored. And then you got your defenders, and again, like, one of them can only stay in the goal third, one of them can go in the center. But all the action is, like, passing up to this guy, and then he goes completely like molested, like he
yeah.
goes. You could hypothetically block a shot, but in all the fucking netball I watched this week, I didn't see one block shot. So if you're 3 feet away and you just do one of these,
once again, if you're a giant,
again, yeah,
yeah, this is yeah. That's why that's the play.
Well, see, now you're bringing something interesting.
We've cracked the walnut.
No, we contradicted ourselves because you said a giant, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a giant as a defender,
that's have we seen that take though?
Huh?
Have we seen that take?
No.
Exactly. I mean. Maybe that is. I don't know, man. I feel like there's something there. I think you're onto something, but...
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's got to be two giants in every country, right?
It's true.
So, get a giant that can shoot, put him at one end, get a
giant. Did you know the tallest man in the world and the shortest man in the world live, like, 10 miles away from each other?
That's a fucked up neighborhood, man.
Yeah. China man.
China man.
Well, China man.
Oh. Whoops. Whoop.
Well, didn't mean it that way.
Nope, and we've been shut down. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, right. Yeah. So my Netball Colorado says Kenneth Casey. Oh, great. Another name I can't pronounce. I think it's one of
those. Yeah, Grumman.
Ken Casey?
Ken Casey. I know that guy.
Poot?
Does he know Paul Polyson?
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about the Netball World Cup.
Ooh.
You're
Let's
like,
do it.
Why? The NFL Netball World Cup. Wait a minute.
Quadrennial?
Is it quadrennial? That means once every 4 years.
Oh, I like the Olympics.
Annual. Well, it's like quad annual.
Yeah.
Biannual, but quadrennial.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics.
Yeah. International Netball World Championship coordinated by the INF, inaugurated in 1963. Since its inception, the competition has been dominated primarily by the Australian national netball team, the Diamonds.
They shine bright.
They do. And New Zealand's national netball team, the Silver Ferns.
Ah, crikey.
Trinidad and Tobago is the only other team to have won a title. The most recent was the tournament... Most recent tournament was in 2015. Do you know what that means, Cam?
Oh, shit. This is the year.
Yeah, this is the year,
buddy. Dude, netball is back.
Netball. We are covering the Netball International. Maybe we can,
go there and do our show. Oh, do you think they'll set us up in sweet booths? I'll pay for the food.
Okay.
Like, if they get me down there. I'll pay for my own food.
You know, this,
I know they're not going to have,
like
a buffet
LFL.
Table.
We're going to start watching it to, like, shit on it, and we're going to go and, like, get it.
And, yeah, and we're going to be like, this is actually
Maybe,
pretty sweet.
Maybe, like, the cameras don't do it justice, man.
That's true. It might be dope in real life.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Most recent was in 2015, Sydney, and was won by Australia. So, strong chance the home team's going to win on this one.
Yeah, it's dude, Australia's got this.
I'm going to throw up some results from history here. So as you can see...
Results from history. I think that should be a segment.
I love it, man.
Because where else do you get results? They're not from history.
Well, you don't get
You don't get
the future.
Yeah, results from history. I like it.
So as you can see here, they weren't kidding. This is literally all English colonies. And... Wait a goddamn minute. Three champions in 1979?
Dude, what happened?
Segment for the future, I guess.
The title was shared because there were no finals. The top 10 teams playing off in a round robin. Each of the top three teams won 8 out of the 9 matches, losing once to one of the other two. The tournament rules of the time did not provide any way of determining an outright winner. So they couldn't even figure out that this might happen. So they're just like, fuck it. Three of you get it. Once again, netball misses the fucking boat.
I am so fucking pissed off right now that I defended the sport at all. So the only time that New Zealand or Australia didn't win was in Trinidad and Tobago when
the rules weren't in their favor. I guarantee
This wasn't 69. This wasn't the summer of love. How do you not determine a winner? Like,
yeah, they could have played fucking rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't know. What's a good three-way game?
I don't... Rolling die? Something else? Who...
Is there a three... Yeah, this is a three-sided die. It's like there a little triangle thing where
yeah, 1, 2, 3. Whatever. Flip it up, throw it in the air.
I am so pissed off right now.
Arm wrestling? They could have done a round-robin arm wrestling tournament.
Yeah, there's, like, ways to win a three, like...
Best... Yeah. Oh, 3 out of 5. Come on. I don't even know math, and I can figure this out.
The sport was almost 100 years old. So,
like... You think this might have happened once in 100 years. Or they might have been like, hey, mathematically, these scenarios, this crazy shit might happen, and there might be a three-way tie. Nope.
I'm sorry, netball. Like, I do so badly want to go and commentate on netball.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, much like we do with the LFL games. Coming soon.
It's back.
We're still going to do those, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. But Jesus Christ, man. Really? A three-way tie? And, I mean, they obviously must have fixed it because, again, Australia...
New Zealand dominate forever.
So the only time another team besides New Zealand and Australia has ever won this is when they couldn't conceive of a tie.
Dude, plus 2019, it's in Liverpool.
Oh, like, it's in England. That's even easier.
Yeah.
We're going.
Oh, hell yes. July. The 12th through the 21st.
Okay, we got a busy summer.
M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool, England.
Fucking awesome. We're
there. Let's get pissed.
Let's get pissed. And with that, I think that's a good way to wrap up our final episode. Thanks for all those who joined us. You can find us on SoundCloud at SoundCloud/Fopcast. And yeah, friend us, although you must have already if you're seeing any of this.
Yeah. And we love you.
Thanks, Nichols, if you're still watching, please explain the Smashing Pumpkins thing. Go to Obi Trice in Bozeman.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. Try it out. Sorry, I'm bringing another podcast. Like,
yeah, try
jokes.
It out.
And yeah, any final thoughts, Cam?
No, thanks to our listeners, if there are any out there, and we enjoyed your time, and this was fun. So look forward to doing this in the future.
Yeah, and if you guys have any ideas on what we should cover in the future, please know. Please follow us on Facebook at Fans of Fopcast. I'm trying to add you, but Facebook cut Keen and doesn't let you just spam
everyone that you ever knew ever.
Which sucks, because when I originally made the group before we got shut down for showing Red Zone, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's all good.
Kamish, out.
Peace. Nice.
Yeah, that went pretty well.